1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh, on a Monday?
I'm doing all right. Sun is shining, but that wind is something else.
Well, yeah, but Sunday was pretty horrendous.
We had to have had 50-mile-an-hour gusts.
55 was peak, and it was consistently between 45 and 50, so for a long time.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was not good.
I had to chase down a few things in my yard.
Yeah, you kind of had to dodge garbage cans and planters and everything else out on the street there. So
yep.
A few people are looking today, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Seen a few Facebook posts saying, if you happen to see my planter. So anyway. Yeah, settled down a little bit from that, though.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, maybe spring is finally here, and let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Radio Man 3rd Class Henry John Schilling. Henry was born on June 8th, 1923, here in Madison, passed away on October 28th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 14th, 1943, in Minneapolis, was honorably discharged. Just over 3 years later, on February 19th, 1946, again at the Navy Separation Center in Minneapolis, he was a radio man, served aboard the USS Wineman, which is a Evarts-class destroyer escort, in the Pacific Theater during World War II. The USS Wineman received 6 battle stars during its service. And he earned the Good Conduct Medal for his service. So thank you, Henry, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all the veterans
Absolutely.
Out there. And, of course, especially in your office.
Yep.
That's why you're there.
Yep. Sunday, I went over to the exhibit at the Lackbarrow County Museum.
Yeah, the World War I exhibit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always interesting to see that stuff. And
yeah, that's on display to the public now, starting today
and through Father's Day.
Yep. And, so to head out to the museum there and check it out.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that stuff is over 100 years old now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, we're even World War II, you know, we don't have a whole lot of veterans left.
No, but even, you know, some things never changed. They had a little container of foot powder there.
Yep.
I know, that was a good friend of ours over in the deserts of Iraq.
Yep.
And, you know, little Gillette razor blades and, you know, the shaving technology.
A lot of look familiar.
But I know I used Gillette razor blades when I was...
But they've sold a lot of blades over there.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Well, today we're going to talk about veterans and survivors have filed more than 500,000 toxic exposure-related benefit claims under the PACT Act. We've got a little brief information on that.
Yeah, also more than 3 million veterans have received toxic exposure screenings since President Biden signed the PACT Act into law. The VA sent out a press release on April 26 announcing significant numbers of benefit claims and toxic screenings since the implementation of the PACT Act in August of last year. VA announced veterans and their survivors have filed more than 500,000 claims for toxic exposure-related benefits under the PACT Act since the President signed it into law on August 10th last year. To date, VA has awarded more than $1 billion with a B, in earned benefits to veterans and survivors who filed PACT Act related claims. I know my office has done a significant amount of these claims. VA also announced that more than 3 million veterans have received VA's new toxic exposure screenings since the PACT Act was signed into law, with approximately 42% reporting a concern of exposure. More than 215,000 veterans have enrolled in VA healthcare during that time frame, which is a 15% increase from the same time frame the year before. In April, VA also processed its millionth disability compensation pension claim during fiscal year 2023, putting VA on pace to process a record number of veterans' claims for a third year in a row. Thanks to aggressive hiring and modernization efforts, VA processed a record number of veterans' claims in 2021, exceeding that in 2022, and is on track to exceed it again in 2023. In total, VA has delivered more than $65 billion with a B in earned compensation benefits to veterans during fiscal year 2023. The work that my office has done, I know it brings in a couple of million dollars to the county, and that's just money into the veterans' pockets, which they spend locally. So it's and that's annually. That's a pretty significant number, I think.
It is.
But the PACT Act is the biggest expansion of veterans' health care and benefits in generations. VA encourages all eligible veterans and survivors to file a claim or submit their intent to file a claim. for PACT Act-related benefits now. Like I said, I've been doing these PACT Act claims since, oh, heck, it was signed into law last August. Some we did beforehand, before August 10th, but a lot of them, they weren't processed or decided until January 1st of this year when a bunch of things went into effect. Thanks to the president, the millions of veterans who fought our wars for the past 30 years, who breathed in debris from sandstorms, fumes, from burning trash, and more nasty stuff while overseas, are now taken care of for the conditions that followed them home from war, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough. We're proud that 500,000-plus veterans and survivors have applied for their hard-earned benefits to date, but we won't rest until every veteran and every survivor gets the VA health care and benefits they deserve. VA is delivering health care and benefits at record rates, partly due to dramatic increase in hiring. Veterans Health Administration welcomed over 27,000 new hires in the first 6 months of the fiscal year, which is the highest hiring level in the history of VA from that time frame. Veterans Benefits Administration workforce grew by over 2,000 employees in the first 6 months of the fiscal year and highest growth rate in the past 15 years. So even though the veteran population is declining, the work that my office and other offices around in the country do are, you know, we're making sure the Veterans Benefits and Health Administrations are still seeing patients and still earning their benefits. So
that's a good thing.
Yes. For more information on VA's implementation of the PACT Act, you can go to the PACT Act dashboard. You can go to va.gov/PACT. You can call 1-800-MY-VA-411. Call my office.
That's the easiest. That's why you're there.
You call this 800 number for the VA, you're going to be on hold forever. And I've heard people say that the calls just drop or get disconnected. Call my office. 90% of the time I can, you know, a couple of keystrokes on the computer and I can find out the information they need.
All right.
And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number.
You left it out for me.
I did.
You're so thoughtful.
Knew you were coming.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level L.
It's getting green.
Greening up.
You know, I thought I'd be, I'm excited for spring to come because I love finding wild asparagus. So on my way home from Watertown on Saturday, I stopped and a couple of spots I know where it grows. Wasn't any up yet.
Well, it's probably a little early, as cold as it's been.
Yeah, but, you know, we're all eager to get outdoors and
right. Give it another month, you'll probably have all you need.
I'm going to give it a couple more weeks. You know, it's supposed to warm up. But
right. Anybody has any wild asparagus, call Josh.
I got a couple of secret spots I'm not telling.
Right.
So
we won't ask.
But anyways, you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And appreciate the info there, Josh.
Sounds good. And I get an update on the St. Cloud VA operations here in a little bit here. I've got a meeting to attend over the computer. So
all right.
Just a wealth of information.
You definitely are.
I'll try to
pass it along again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, LACPARL Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW LACPARL County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Hit a home run by saving a life and donating.